of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Catechism of the Catholic Church affirms this perfect life with the Most Holy Trinity, this communion of life and love with the Trinity, with the Virgin Mary, the angels, and all the blessed, is called heaven. Heaven is the ultimate end and fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. Catechism 1024. St. Faustina Kowalska tells us, "I saw a narrow path covered with thorns and stones. Some souls fell and immediately got up and kept walking. At the end of the road, there was a splendid garden full of all kinds of happiness, and there entered all those souls." On Friday, August 2nd, 1934, after Holy Communion, I was brought in spirit before the throne of God. Before the throne of God, I saw the heavenly powers who adore God without ceasing. Beyond the throne, I saw a clarity inaccessible to creatures. There, only the incarnate Word enters as intercessor. When Jesus entered that clarity, I heard these words: "Write immediately what you are going to hear. I am the Lord in my essence, and I do not know commands or needs. If I call creatures to life, this is because of the abyss of my mercy." At that very moment, I saw myself in our chapel as before, on my kneeler. The Holy Mass ended. I already had these words written. Today, November 27th, 1936, in spirit, I was in heaven and saw these inconceivable beauties and the happiness that awaits us after death. I saw how all creatures ceaselessly give honor and glory to God. I saw how great is the happiness in God that is poured out on all creatures, making them happy. And all the honor and glory that made them happy returns to the source, and they enter into the depth of God. They contemplate the interior life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which they will never understand or penetrate. This source of happiness is invariable in its essence, but always new, springing up to make all creatures happy. Now I understand St. Paul, who said, "Neither the eye saw, nor the ear heard, nor entered the heart of man, what God prepared for those who love him." And God made me know the one and only thing that in his eyes has infinite value, and this is the love of God. Love, love, and once again, love. And with an act of pure love of God, nothing can compare. St. Teresa of Jesus had the grace to enjoy many moments of heaven in her ecstasy. When Jesus or Mary appeared to her, she felt immensely happy. When she saw the souls coming out of purgatory to go to heaven, she saw them with indescribable joy. She said, "But in heaven, not everyone is equally happy. The Lord has given me to understand the difference in heaven from what some enjoy to what others enjoy, how great it is." One day, she says, "My spirit was so taken away that it almost seemed to me I was completely out of body. At least it is not understood how I live in it. I saw the most sacred humanity of Jesus with more excessive glory than I had ever seen. It appeared to me to be enclosed in the bosom of the Father. This I will not know how to say, because without seeing, it seemed to me I saw myself present in that divinity. I was so frightened and in such a way that it seems to me that a few days passed that I could not come back to myself. And it always seemed to me that the majesty of the Son of God was present. I have seen this same vision 3 times. St. Paul says that he was caught up to the third heaven. "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, still in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up right into the third heaven. And I know that this man, still in the body, or outside the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard words said that cannot and may not be spoken by any human being." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2-4. St. Teresa of Jesus could say the same. She writes, "A rapture of spirit came to me with such force that there was no power to resist it. It seemed to me that I was stuck in heaven, and the first people I saw there were my father and mother, and such great things that I was quite outside of myself. It seemed to me too much mercy." Heaven on earth was lived when she attended Mass every day, united with the Holy Trinity and the Virgin Mary and all the angels and saints in heaven. Mass is certainly heaven present on earth, and at the moment of communion, we make this union a reality, although we do not fully enjoy it due to the limitations of this life. she reached the highest degree of union with God in spiritual marriage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.